Hello, hello, hello. It's Rocket in here, and as usual, I am your podcaster. This is my second time to reread this because apparently I suffered a tongue twister. So, the podcast I am going to talk about today is the first day issue of the California settlement. And here we go. The date is August 2nd, 1969. Mr. G. Lobrier, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lobrier, let me just swallow my saliva because I need to breathe. Okay, so here we go. A peripheral advantage of this Foxborough first day cover is this. Speaking for myself, at least they have served to add several cubits to the statures of my knowledge regarding the good old USA. Maybe as a grade schooler, I was exposed to some of the detailed information being acquired. If so, this knowledge must rest in one of memory's little used pigeonholes. Second paragraph, for example, Huntsville, where this cover was postmarked, really meant little to me until fairly recently. Huntsville today, of course, is the site of the George C. Marshall Space Flight Center, where the massive Saturn rockets were developed. Since Foxborough instrumentation is on all three stages of the giant boosters helping American ship its fantastic feats in space, it was almost inevitable I become familiar with present-day Huntsville. Third paragraph. But I was quite unfamiliar with the fact that prior to Alabama's admission to statehood, the historic event in 1819 we commemorating with this cover convention met. Here, the first Alabama state legislature convened. Period. Here too, the first state's governor William W. Bibb was inaugurated. Ooh, sorry about that. My pronunciation is getting crappy. So far from being a new sprout, Huntsville has firm roots in Alabama's epoch past. Last paragraph. I like to close this letter on a note of appreciation for your response to the recent check made of our mail list. We hesitated at first to embark on this project because we didn't want to be a nuisance. Nuisance? Yep, nuisance. Apparently, no fear. You, in company with 90% of those who received our commemoratives, promptly took pen in hand and gave us the updated information sought. Thanks so much. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors, and it's as usual, it was signed in blue pen. There you have it. This is my podcast for today, and I'm looking forward for another moments of sales letter that I converted into a podcast. Bye.